What we'll do, in order to see things conceptually, is speak about the dinim and how they relate to the pasuk. This is obviously important regarding any mitzvah d'oraisa, to think about how it relates to the pasuk. Particularly in this case, as we've seen and as we'll see today, the halachot are very much connected to the psukim and the understanding of the psukim. So let's start first of all with the context. And of course it's always important to be sensitive to the context of psukim. The pasuk of mezuzah appears twice in Sefer Devarim, Perek Vav and Perek Yud Aleph. And each time has something important to teach us about the mitzvah. If we start dafka with the second one, Devarim Perek Yud Aleph, moving from the external to the internal, it says there, Uchtavta mal mezuzot beitecho visharecha laman yirbu yimechem yimei benechem ala vadama, etc. Chazal learned from here, understandably, the zgula of mezuzah in helping our lives. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Bet Amud Bet, is talking about different sins that lead to the death of children. Right? It starts off, Avon Nedarim Banim Mesim. It talks about all kinds of different sins. The Gemara in the end quotes Machlokes of Meir Rabbi Huta about whether it's the Avon of Tzitzis or the Avon of Mezuzah. Okay, the Avon of Tzitzis, one of Mezuzah. So Bishlam Amanda Amr Avon Mezuzah, the Gemara says, Dichsevu Chtaftim Am Mezuzot Beitecho, Chtiv Batrei, so we know exactly where we would derive that mezuzah, not keeping mezuzah could endanger people's lives. The Torah presents it in the positive sense, not just not keeping mezuzah endangers people's lives, but exactly the way the pasuk presented it, not the danger of not having mezuzah, but the arichos yamim that comes from having mezuzah. And it continues, v'chein dor shechachamim b'avon mezuzah banu b'vnosav mesim k'tanim. Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Daled builds off this, and talking about women's chiyuv and mezuzah, it says it's a mitzvah that says man grama, it should be pturot. Gemara talks about different mitzvot they're pata from for that reason, and the Gemara says v'nakash mezuzah la Talmud Torah, mezuzah is written next to Talmud Torah. Maybe women should be pturot from mezuzah as they're pturot from Talmud Torah. Lo sakadait, says the Gemara, dechtiv l'man yirbu yimechem, gavri boi chai nashi lo boi chai. Men need life, women don't need life, women need life too, and therefore women are chayavot in the mitzvah of mezuzah, even though it's written near Talmud Torah. Okay. as we saw, this idea extends beyond general arichas yamim. Extends beyond arichas yamim to the concept of Shmir. If you look back at the Torah for a second, the Torah mentioned this idea. He said, it's later in the Torah. I'm going to put in the other piece. Gidol mizu amru. Gidol mizu amru. We'll get to that. Okay, we'll get to that. Gidol mizu amru abayis. Okay. Yerushalmi and Peah, the bottom of page 2. Yerushalmi Peah tells the story about the Persian king Artaban, who sent Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi a diamond. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi sent back to him a mezuzah. And Artaban said, you're jipping me out here. I sent you a diamond. You're sending me a piece of parchment. He said, you sent me something that you have to guard your whole life. I sent you something that guards you. This explains on page 3 the custom mentioned in the Mishnah and Kalim of a makel sheyesh bo beis kibul mezuzah. A stick that has a place to insert a mezuzah. Why would there be a stick with a mezuzah in it? So the Tosfos Yom Tov says, v'efshe shehayu anashim bezman ha-mishnah nosim mezuzah imam. Right? They thought it was a shmira for them to carry around the mezuzah with them on a stick. Where did we see a stick with a mezuzah, by the way? A mezuzah stick? Where did we see a mezuzah stick? Deborah, you can sit right here. What? Maybe that explains the case of Talon B'Makel. They used to have these mezuzah sticks. Mezuzah sticks, okay. Now the tour emphasized that this goes a level higher. After he talks about Harichas Yamim V'Yimei Banav, he says, page 3, U'gedol amizesh abayis nishmar al yado. Something higher than Harichas Yamim in general Shmira is that the house can be protected. What source did we see in the Gemara in Melachos that talks about protecting the house? You remember Lamed Gimel Lamed Bet? The Gemara says he's supposed to put the mezuzah b'tefach asamuch l'rishas harabim, the first tefach of the home. My time, huh? First reason Kadeshi Yifkab and Mezuzah Miyad. So it should guard him. And that's how Rashi explained. Why, if Kalan B'Makal, you don't do the mitzvah properly, Sakana Vein B'Mitzvah. What's the Sakana? It won't guard you. The Mezuzah guards the home. And of course, he said the story of Unkelus in Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph, right? Unkelus. Unculus who talked about Unculus who talked about, you know, to the Roman soldiers that the Mezuzah guards us. Sheva, we're sorry we started. We want to have enough time. We're about to finish the first part. If you want, you'll understand what's going on. Yeah, we're just summarizing the first part, which is how the placement of the pasuk of Mezuzah in the Torah teaches us about the segula of Mezuzah. Okay. And of course, as we mentioned, the makor for this concept before Mezuzah is the Korban Pesach, bottom of page 3, right? Putting the blood on the doorpost. She says, this isn't my suggestion, it's the Mechilta's suggestion. Right, Mezuzah for sure should be able to protect. The Mechilta concludes, Elami Garam, what stops us from being protected? Avonoseinu. Right? Mi Garam Avonoseinu. That the Mezuzah can protect, but obviously we have to deserve the protection. And I believe the Mechilta is the best source for the Rambam's twist on this idea of Shmira. The Rambam and the Tur both talk about what aspect of Mezuzah? Not on the sheets. The Rambam and the Torah talk about what aspect of Mezuzah? It's like when I finish this idea, yeah? The Rambam and the Torah talk about what aspect of Mezuzah? That it's a matter for us to reflect. And the Rambam said that it's this reflection that protects us, right? It's the reflection that protects us. But in any case, this is the first point, which is the juxtaposition of Mezuzah to the Man Yirbu Yemechem teaches us about the ability of Mezuzah to protect us. If the question, we're going to go back to Devarim Perek Vav on page 4 and see what the other placement of Mezuzah teaches us. Yes? Why is the Rambam against writing Shemos and Mezuzah? Yeah. Because the Rambam held that you are destroying the mitzvah. The mitzvah is supposed to be the writing of the Parsha, not to write all the strange things. Okay. As we mentioned, Devarim Perek Vav mentions Mezuzah right after what mitzvah? What? Tefillin. Tefillin. Where did we see this in the Gemara, the significance of this? Where in the Gemara did we see the significance of this idea? What? Amud Gimel. Let's take a look. The Gemara there says, quotes a brisa. Magbia min akarka tefach, umarkach min akora tefach, v'chol ha-petach kula kashal mezuzah div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, the whole height of the doorpost is mutter for the mezuzah with the exception of the top tefach and the bottom tefach. Rabbi Yossi Omer, uksharta muchtavtam, makshira begova, af ksiva begova. Rabbi Yossi says, you don't need, it can't be the whole thing. Has to be in the top part. Where does he learn it from? The Kshira of Tefillin. The Kshira of Tefillin is Machlokis, whether it's Tefillin. Yeah, Tefillin to Rosh. Why would he learn Mezuzah from Tefillin? What?
Close to each other.
It's right next to each other in the Pesukim. Ksharetem uchtavtem. The Rambam, at least according to Rabbi Yosef Karo, took this comparison very seriously in learning a number of halachot from it. We take a look at page 4. The Rambam has two chidushim lahalacha. The first one is that you're not allowed to put it in the top tefach. Why is that a chiddush? Because in our Gemara, who holds that way? What?
Rabbi Yossi.
We don't pass. Rabbi Yehuda, excuse me. Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. We pass him like Shmuel, who says like Rabbi Yossi that you have to put it high. Doesn't say anything about the top tefach. Maybe you could put it in the top tefach too. But the Rambam writes, Perek Vav Alocha Yudbet, page 4. Heichen Kovenet Mezuzah, B'toch Halal Shal Petah, B'tefach HaSamach Lechutz, B'tchilat Shlisha Elyon, we'll get back to that. V'im Kovah L'malah Mizek Shera, V'hu Shiyarchi Kena Min HaMashkov Tefach. Sounds from the Rambam that if you put it within the Tefach of the top, it's possible. Why? We pass like Rabbi Yossi, not Rabbi Yehuda. So the Kesef Mishnah says, the Rambam understood, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with that point in Rabbi Yossi. Where does he learn it from? He says, "V'hachi mashma midamir Rabbi Yosi makshira begova afksiva begova v'chi heichi dekshira dahavi begova hazroa ena besof govehu el meruchak misof govok tzat." Just like when you put it on the arm, you don't put it at the very top; you put it a distance from the top. Achanam ektiva deyafin and mina dahavi begova ena besof agova el meruchak and mimenu mat ainu tefach. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says, and in his Pirush on the Tour, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Karo uses this idea of the limud from tefillin to explain another issue in the Rambam. What's the other issue? The Rambam paskins that has to be b'tchilat shlish elyon. Not anywhere in the top third, but in the beginning of the top third. Why? Says the Beis Yosef, bottom of page 4. V'nirash atama mide ukimna lo b'gemarik Rabbi Yosi. Ta'amru ukshartu mukhtafta makshir begova afksiva begova. Umay tchilat shlish elyon dekom al-achikam shalor yichim al-atam. Yom numal, amal mishlish. Right? The tefillin is supposed to be in the beginning of the shlish elyon. So too, the mezuzah should be in the beginning of the shlish elyon. So we see this limud from tefillin being taken, you know, with halachic significance. Okay, so that completes part one of the shir, of the summer shir, which is the significance of the placement of the mitzvah of mezuzah in the Torah. Now the next parts of the shir, we're going to start going into the pasuk itself. And we'll start with the word beisecha. Because beisecha can really be looked at, first of all, in a vacuum before we get to other things. The rest of the halachas are all connected to the bigger picture. What would you say beisecha means?
Your house.
A place where you live. A place where people live. That's what I would say. What's interesting is that the Gemara in Daf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph darshins the word beisecha otherwise. And this drasha has all kinds of halachic significance for the dinner of mezuzah. Does anyone remember how the Gemara darshins beisecha Lamed Daled Amud Aleph? Yes. Derech biyotcha. Right? Not beisecha, but biyascha. The way you come in. The way you come in. Oh. Tosfos on daf mem dalet, 10 dapim later, has a pshat, there's two terutzim there, right? We saw this last week. Of taking this to a very logical extreme. We don't require beisecha at all. Manafkirina. What's Tosfos talking about on daf mem dalet? Schiras, right? If you're renting a home, your chayiv mezuzah, Tosas says, according to the first answer, midah araisa. It says beisecha, just like it says by tzitzis, right? Kanfei b'deichem, ksuscha. Why is there a difference? Well, we don't remember this Tosas from Thursday. Let's go back. Mem dalet amud aleph. Let's take a look there. Tosas says, okay. Afogav de bimezuzah chayiv asocher kidamasikasam. De beisecha lo asa lafuke bayis acherim. Beisecha isn't coming to exclude bayis acherim. Elu lechidarav on daf lamed dalet. De amar derek biyascha. Okay. Tosfos, by the way, as we saw, connects this to the broader goal of mezuzah. Why don't we actually darshan the parsh of pasuk as beisecha? Because l'shimer avdi, right? So it doesn't make sense to say that requires an actual home. Okay. So Tosa says not only do we darshan from beisecha biyascha, but we don't say a need for beisecha. Tosa's second shot disagrees with this, but okay. We see this idea also in a she'iltos that we did not get to regarding the sugya in Yom HaDaf Yud Aleph. Let's fast forward for a second. We'll come back to the pages here in a minute. Let's fast forward for a second to page 9. Okay. The Gemara in Yom HaDaf Yud Aleph, for those who saw it last week, talks about rooms like a Beit HaTeven or Beit HaBakar. Places that people don't live storehouses, right? Beis Ha'isim, Beis Otzaros. And the Gemara has a machlokas about the din of these. Let's take a look at the third line. Top of page 9. Tani Rav Kahana Kamei Rav Yehuda. Beis HaTevenu, Beis HaBakul, Beis Ha'itzum, Beis Otzaros, Peturim Min HaMezuzah, Mipnei Shehanashim Na'osos Behem. It seems in these rooms, women used to have their changing places. I don't know why. Okay, so they didn't have enough room, so women couldn't have her own changing room, so they had it in the Beis HaTeven, in the storage. Fine. Since the nashos are, you know, wash themselves and get dressed there, it's not sanua to have a mezuzah there. Okay. Rav Yehuda disagrees. But that's what Rav Kahana said, and that's how the Gemara paskins. Now the question is why? Why should these places be chayiv mezuzah? And no one's living there. Right? No one's living there. It's a Beis HaTeven. So let's look at the Sheiltos. The Sheiltos, when he presents the two sides, he presents the second side and he says, Dumya de Beisecha. Ma beisecha de rogil le mefik be. Just like a house is a place you go in and out of. Af hani nami rogil le mefik be. It's a place you go in and out of. What do you see from the shiltos? The beisecha requirement isn't a place you live, it's a place you go in and out of. Why would we darshan beisecha that way? Who answered that question for us? Rava. Rava, explain, what does beisecha mean? Biascha, right? A place you go in and out of. Beisecha here means a place you go in and out of. And that's how Rashi, in Psachim Daf Dalet, on page 5, explains why mezuzah is chovas hador. Right? Remember, we say mezuzah, the one who lives there has to put it up, not the owner of the home. Rashi says chovas hador. Lefi shehi mishamarto, uksiv beisecha biascha, nichnas viyotzeba. Rashi sounds a lot like Tosfos here, right? Why do we say that Beisecha means Biascha Nichnas V'Yotzeba? Lefi Shehi Mishamar To, right? Okay. This has another halachic implication, this drasha as Biascha. If you look back at Daf Lamed Beis and Beis, we had a halacha there of putting a mezuzah Achori Hadelas. Achori Hadelas, right? Achori Hadelas. Why is that a problem? Why is it a problem, Achori Hadelas? If you take a look at page 5, let's be reminded of the Nemuki Yosef and Rabbi Yosef Milanil, who say, this is the Nemuki Yosef for simplicity here, V'lo michutz, debi'inan derech biyascha. Debi'inan derech biyascha. Has to be the way you would come through. Again, if it's just Beisecha, put it anywhere on the back of the mezuzah too. It has to be derech biyascha. It's about accompanying the person when he comes in and when he goes out. Okay. Any questions about this point before we get to the next points, the more complicated points? Right, from the simple to the complicated. Okay. As we mentioned a number of times, and now we're going to get to this broader point, the Torah, when it talks about writing the mezuzah, talks about writing it in two places. Uchtaftem al mezuzot beitecha uvisharecha. One is three words, one is one word, but they're two different things, right? Or not, but there are two different descriptions. Al mezuzot beitecha uvisharecha. Now, there are three aspects of these descriptions that are important. The connection. Which word letter relates to the connection? U and, not u, that's connected between the phrases. Be and al. Al and be. There's a second thing which talks about the doorway. What talks about the doorway? What words talk about the doorway? Ooh? What talks about the doorway? What? Mezuzah. Al mezuzos. That's a doorway. And shar. So mezuzah versus shar, right? And there's a third thing which is lacking in the second phrase, and that is the connection, the context of the doorway. There's the connection to the doorway. There's the makeup of the doorway, and then there's the context of the doorway. The context of the doorway is presented in the first phrase. What's the context of the doorway? Right? Beisecha. Al mezuzos beisecha. Maybe a better way to present this is, let's take the first phrase. There are three statements. Al, the doorway mezuzos, the context beisecha. The question is, about each one of those components, to what extent are they two different chiyuvim, or do the two modify each other and teach us about each other? We talked about this a lot, but we're going to see some new stuff today, including a tshuva of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach about, drumroll, elevators. Do you need a mezuzah on an elevator? Has anyone ever seen a mezuzah on an elevator? I've seen it. And if you need a mezuzah, is it on the doorway or on the elevator? There's a lot of tshuvas about this, as you can imagine, right? There are a lot of elevators.
You're always going into the elevator.
You're definitely going in and out. I don't know if anyone's living there, except the guy in the red suit. You're the dude?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's start with the first thing. Al and bi. Al and bi. So the first, and basically I'll give you the thesis before we get into the details. The al and bi definitely modify each other. Meaning, if it had just said al, so it could be an external connection would be enough. If it had just said bi, So then maybe you could really embed it within the wall, right? It says al and be. So let's start. The Gemara in Lamed Beis and Med Beis talks about plowing b'maka.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. After Shira, can all the boys who are staying in the 8A bunks go back to the bunks and pack up and clean? Because we can't get the bunks cleared until the whole bunk is clear.
Before lunch.
Right.
They shouldn't eat first. They should go first.
Right. Or they can grab food really quickly and then go. But
if they get there by 12:15, is that okay?
Yeah, that should be
12:15. Okay, it'll take them like a half an hour, right?
Yeah, it should be. It's just there.
They're back for mincha 12:45.
Perfect. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Tla b'makel psula. Now we learned, what does tla b'makel mean? So one shot that sounds like Rashi saying that is you took your stick and put it next to the door. Right? But the Rambam understood that you didn't connect it to the wall. It's not kvua. Remember we talked about this, right? You didn't connect it. And based on that, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch both say, top of page 6, you have to connect it with nails. You got to nail it in. They learn from the sugya. Tala b'makel psula. You have to nail it into the wall. Where do we learn this from? Well, if you look in our Gemara, what does it say? Tala b'makel psula. My taima. Bisharecha b'inan. Bisharecha. Had it just said al, then I would have said, okay, I put it on the door, right? That's enough. It says bisharecha. Bisharecha implies a stronger connection, right? Now it is true that the Shita Mikubetzes, right, here, Os Dalid, doesn't have the gears of the Pasuk being learned from. And as we said, some of the Achronim say, if you say Tlain B'makel means like Rashi, that you just put the stick against the door, it makes sense, you need to say Bisharecha. But if you're saying like the Rambam, that you're connecting it, why would we learn it from Bisharecha? But we saw that the Eshkol has the Girsa and explains Tlain B'makel like the Rambam. We explain, what does Bisharecha mean? It has to be not on the door, but connected to the door, in the door. The Aruch HaShulchan says this very beautifully regarding the Shulchan Aruch. He asks, Shulchan Aruch says you have to connect it with nails. Let's say you dig a little hole in the door and you stick it into the hole like they used to do in ancient times, right? You see these old doorposts where it's dug in. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, you look at the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to dig a hole, then you don't need nails. V'dad, imiloshen yimas merena, o yachber b'chafira, second source page 6, mashma lehedja, de b'chofer chafira ain't tzarech mas merin. V'atam, de kevin shemuneches b'tocha, harei ke'achat imizuzat hakotel. The dafke kshi al mezuzat hakotel ein achibur below masmerim velok shi besocha. You only need the nails when it's on the outside. When it's on the inside, bisharecha. The nails are the closest way of getting it bisharecha from the outside. And this is part of a broader concept that we presented through the Evan Hazel, or this is Amin Melsa's explanation of the Rambam, which is really just an elaboration of the Gemara on Daf Lamed Daled. Let's remember that Gemara. The Gemara on Lamed Daled Amid Aleph. Says, why don't you write it on the stones? You should write it on the mezuzah. Why are you putting it on parchment? The Gemara has a whole discussion. Maybe you do need to write it on the stones, like we find in Sefer Dvar. Eventually, the Gemara says, ksiva tama, it has to be a ksiva that can stand the test of time. Ink on rocks doesn't. You write it on parchment. But really, that's just a technicality. It seems that Mikra, then you should be writing it on the wall. What did the Evan Azel explain based on this idea? He explained why the Rambam does not require Ibud Lishma on a mezuzah. Tefillin, Sefer Torah, you have to write the Klaf Lishma. But the Rambam writes, we're on page 6, Perek Aleph, Alach Yud Aleph, a mezuzah doesn't require it. The Chachmei Lunil asked the Rambam, what's Pshat? And he said, the mezuzah isn't the Atma Shel Mitzvah, the bias is the mitzvah. And everyone asks, it's true the Chiv is on the bias, but ultimately the mezuzah is the mitzvah. What does that mean? Why is it different than Tefillin? Now goes Maimonides, and Merami Rotenberg quotes this Gemara in Daf Lamed Daled. And the Evan Ozel explains it along these lines. Me'ikar Adin, you're not supposed to put a mezuzah on the door. You're supposed to write on the door. So the mezuzah doesn't have a status in and of itself like Tefillin and Sefer Torah have. So it doesn't need Ibud Lishma. The mezuzah is supposed to become one with the door. Bisharecha. On the other hand, if you really, and we mentioned also page 7, the Gra, who says you're not allowed to have something chotzeitz between the mezuzah and the doorpost. Right? Quoted by Pesach Tshuva on page 7. Right? On the other hand, let's say you really stick it into the wall. More than a tefach in. What's the halacha? It's no good, right? Let's take a look. Gemara writes this case beferish on daf lamed gimel lamed beis. Lamed gimel lamed beis. Himik batefach. Right, we're at the 10th line. Darish Rabbi Yosef, Rei the Rava, Mishmei the Rava. Himik la tefach psula. If you make a hole, a tefach or more, it's puzzle. The Levush writes beautifully, page 7. The Levush writes, O bilvad shelo yamik lach bo tefach bo omek amazuzah. As long as you don't put it more than a tefach in. Vihimik la tefach psula. She'ein ze al hamazuzah, ela toch hamazuzah. It's not al, it's toch. The Levush uses the same rationale two sifs later to explain the din of neger. Remember, when you made it like a neger, you stuck it into the wall. Not this way, like a peg into the wall. So some said it's really about the direction, but it seems from Rashi it's also about sticking it into the wall. And the Levush says, Kfar ha-marnu, she-tzricha liot ala mezuzah ve-lo tocha mezuzah. Le-tikach im-asah ke-min neger. So if it had just said be, maybe you could have stuck it into the wall. If it just said al, maybe you wouldn't need nails. Be teaches it has to be one with the wall. Al teaches it can't be in the wall. So you see how these two phrases, two letters, phrases, are modifying each other. Not two different options, but modifying each other, which makes sense, because it makes sense that the way you would put up the mezuzah would be one or the other. Okay. Any questions about that? Before we move now to the next of the three. What are the three, remember? The al and the be, the mezuzah and the shar, and then the context.
Good stuff, though. Based on the psukim, right?
Wasson is when you come to some chiddush, it's going to be
good stuff. I'm
moving my We're working. Okay, we'll get you there. Okay. The next question is, it says mezuzah and it says shah. So which one is it? Mezuzah or shah? Here too, like the al and the vid, it doesn't make sense to say that they're two different dinim. It makes sense that the doorpost needs to be the same kind of post. And this is indeed what we find. If you remember the Gemara on daf lamed gimel lamed bet, the very important sugya of Pitchi Shimoi. Pitchi Shimoi. The Gemara has a machlokas whether it means leslu tikra, leslu shkufi. This is the place where we talk about the requirements of the doorpost. The requirements of the doorpost. And we saw different levels of requirements here. Is it that you need it? Is it that you need it to be straight? You need it to be special, right? All these different levels of the doorpost. And here's the question. To what extent do we need a real shar, or is there a chiyuv even with just a mezuzah, assuming it's not the same thing? So what would you say? On the one hand, the first part of the pasuk says mezuzah. On the other hand, the second part of the pasuk says shar. So which is it? What do we see in the Gemara? So on the one hand, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Dalet Amin Aleph. The Gemara on Lamed Dalet Amin Aleph quotes a sheet of Rabbi Meir, who says there's a chi of mezuzah even if you only have one post. That doesn't sound like much of a shah, right? One post? So the question becomes, if all you need is one post, so why do we even need, because it says mezuzah, why do you even need a top, a lintel? Why do you even need a lintel? So what do we see about this? Sorry? Why do you even need a lintel? So we saw a very important discussion of a Chazon Ish on this. Chazon Ish has two pshat and basically about this question. The first pshat, he says, you don't need anything besides a mezuzah. And you wouldn't even need the lintel had it not been for a certain place in the Torah where it mentions a mezuzah having a mashkof. Where is that?
On Pesach.
And why? How do we know that mezuzah is connected to Korban Pesach? The Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph. That's philosophical. But that's where Rabbi Meir learns it out from. And the Levush mentions this requirement of a lintel because of the, you know, those psukim. So you can say, we don't need a petach. We don't need a petach. We don't need a shar. Says mezuzah. You chayv with mezuzah. Finished. That's enough. Why does it say shar echa? It's telling you other places outside the home. But mezuzah is enough to be chayv. You could say that. But then the Chazanish says, you know what? Seems to me that you do need a petach here. You do need, and how, does anyone remember how the Chazon Ish proves that you need a petach? Because it says also Shearecha. Shearecha comes to modify what mezuzah is telling you. Mezuzah isn't enough. You need a shar. In fact, we saw that the Mishkanos Yaakov says that you need a shar like other dinim of shar by Erevin and Shabbos, like mamish a shar. And later on in our learning, some people didn't make the connection, which is why we're doing a summary shear so we can connect it. We mentioned the very important tshuva of the Rambam regarding doors. And this tshuva of the Rambam really takes the requirement of shar to an extreme. To an extreme. Get ready for this tshuva of the Rambam. Are we ready? We mentioned it, but we didn't see it inside. Now we're going to see it inside. Everyone's got to get ready to say, hinani muchen mezumen, for such a, you know, entering a gate of such a tshuva. Remember, we mentioned that the Rambam, Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, one of his conditions for a mezuzah is that the doorway have doors. The doorway have doors. The Ravid says, what's pshat? Where did you get it from? Because the Mishnah mentions that he learns it from the Gemara of the Reish Galusa and Rav Nachman and Daf Lamed Gimel. Remember? Where the Reish Galusa said to him, can you put up a mezuzah on my door? On my doorway? And the Rav Nachman said, put the door up first. The question, what's that Gemara talking about? So Tosa said, what's the Gemara talking about? Tosa said, we're not sure which direction you're going in and out of, right? Why did Tosa explain it that way? Because where is the story quoted on Daf Lamed Gimel in the context of the discussion about? The context of the discussion about what? On Daf Lamed Gimel in the context of the discussion of Heker Tzir. Let's go back to the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel. We don't remember this. Let's take a look. Let's take a look. The Gemara there is talking about the din of Heker Tzir, right? Heker Tzir. We're on the top of Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Ying ying. Yep. Amar Rav Yehuda Mishmuel, fifth line. B'mezuzah halach achar heker tzir. Everyone remembers this, right? Which way the door opens. Right? The Rana tells a story. Reish Galusa, Bana Besa. Amar Rav Nachman, Kavali Mezuzah. Amar Rav Nachman, Tali Dashi B'Reisha. Put up the doors first. Why is the story quoted here? Tosa says, it wasn't clear to Rav Nachman which way you're going in. And he said, put up the door. I'll see which way the door opens. That's how the rabbit understood it. He goes, how do you see from here? You need doors. You only need a door when you don't have a hacker, when you don't know which way it's going. Otherwise, you don't need a door. Rashi and Tosas understood it otherwise. Rashi understood the doorpost wasn't up. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi understood Tali Dasha Beresha. Hamid Hasipa Bevinyan Tchila, put the doorpost up. Okay, that makes sense. You got to put the doorpost up first, right? But Tosas understood the doorpost was up. Dashi generally means a door. Because the door wasn't up. You got to put the door up first. Because then you need, the Bezach needs a door. The question is, what's the svara for this? It says, Al mezuzos beisacho. The Rambam wrote a tshuva to the Chachmei Lunil. The very next tshuva after the one we just quoted. Middle of page 8, let's look together. Tshuva zeh shamartim shem heker tzir. Mi tala habaha. Who told you this story is connected to that? V'chi darshisu smuchim b'talmib? Do we darshin smuchim in the Gemara? And the fact that it's mentioned next to it shows you that it's connected? And then he says, "Hello, Teidu, she'iker hamezuzah lo tala oto akosuv ele b'shar." The Torah tells you mezuzah needs a shar. Really? I thought the Torah said mezuzah needed a mezuzah. What does the Rambam hold? She'ne'amar al mezuzot beitecha uvisharecha. How does the Rambam understand visharecha? The mezuzah needs to be a shar. Understand, you put the mezuzah in two different places? He says, I'm a mezuzah, but he says, no, only one place. So what does it show you? The mezuzah needs to be a shar. Haksiv al mezuzah al hashar. On the mezuzah of the shar. The Rambam holder modifying each other? qualifying and modifying. Yeah. Elakach Amar al mezuzos beisecha v'al mezuzos kol shearecha v'hadover yadua shashar hin adlosos. Everyone knows a doorway has doors. That's why it's called a
doorway.
Wow. The Rambam really takes it to an extreme, right? Not just two posts and an overhead. It's got to be a shar mamish. There's no chiyuv mezuzah without a shar. On the other hand, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who I wonder if he saw this tshuva of the Rambam. I wonder if he saw this tshuva of the Rambam. When he talks about elevators in his tshuva, Mincha Shlomo, the main claim made against putting a mezuzah on a doorway of an elevator is that's not really a petach. For example, when the elevator moves, it's not a petach anymore. It's not just something you use. It's not a petach. If you walk through that petach, you will fall and die, right? I mean, it's not a petach. It's a petach sometimes. And it's a moving petach. There's all kinds of petach issues people have with elevators. So, Shlomo Zalman, in the end of his piece, the end of the first paragraph, writes, get ready for this. Afal Pikein, everyone sees two lines at the end of the first piece. Hol of a Torah ksiv mezuzos beisecho, velo niskar petach. When you enter the prose door, the hallway of the elevator, you should put a mezuzah. Doesn't say in the Torah you need a petah. Really? I thought it said it would be sharecha. Right? Rosh Shlomo Zalman is minimizing the requirement. It just says mezuzah. The question is how you relate to the two. With Rosh Shlomo Zalman, it seems you could have a chiyuv for mezuzah. Okay. So this was point number two. We did the al and the bit, the mezuzah and the shar. And now we're going to talk about the last point, which we talked about on Thursday, so hopefully it's a little bit something we remember. Right? I'll add a little bit to it. To what extent do we need a bais? It says al, mezuzot, beitecha. And then it says visharecha, doesn't say of what. It's missing in the second part. So is the missing an indication that you have a chiyah for a shower, even if it's not connected to a bais? That's the question. And that's what we saw on Thursday. We saw the Gemara in Yoma, Daf Yud Aleph, right? Which talks about sharei batim. I skipped the part about ribui psachim. Okay, yeah, we said it. Yeah. So it says, Beitecha and Shearecha, I'll mention this quickly. It says, Beisecha and Shearecha, right? So the question is, to what extent are these two different halachos, Bayis and Shear, or one integrated halacha, Bayis and Shear, which has implications for Bayis and implications for Shear? Remember, we saw the halacha on Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, the Endura. Let's remember Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph. The Endura, which is a room with four entrances, requires four mezuzahs. If you don't remember, take a look back on Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph. We started off with the case of the stairway going from the bayis to the aliyah. Right? V'hashnei Shnei Psachim needs two mezuzahs. Amar Rav Papa, seventh line. Shema mina mer Rav Huna hai in deruna. T'isle arba abavi, chayev ba'arba mezuzahs. Of course, there's a whole question here of to what extent does it depend on Ragil, not depend on Ragil. Rashi, remember we learned this, okay, B'seder? The question is, how do we view the requirement of needing a mezuzah on every one of the entrances within the house? Since it's beisecha, I understand, but everyone within the house? The question is it a din of mezuzos beisecha requiring everyone within the house? Or is it a din of shearecha, every shear? Is it a din of every shear? And if you look at the top of page 9, you could definitely make the case for this. Why? Because it says, Tana Rabbanan, Bishiarecho, Echad Shari Batim, Vechad Shari Chatzeros, Vechad Shari Medinos. Now the question is, what do you mean Echad Shari Batim? Shari Batim are chayiv because of Mezuzah's Beisecho, no? Makes it sound like they're also part of the halacha of Shiarecho. They're also part of the halacha of Shiarecho. And if you look back at the tshuva of the Rambam on page 8, one more time, the Rambam makes this deal. Get ready. He says, "V'kach amru chachamim alav shalom." Fourth line. Echad sharei batim, v'echad sharei dlasos. We don't have it that way. Sharei dlasos. I don't know what that means. But v'lo amru echad pischei batim. It doesn't say pischei batim. It says sharei batim. She called Pesach Shein Bot Lasas Pesach Ichri Shalom Ichri. They all need to have a shah. There's no separate halacha mezuzas beisachol that if it's the home, it's okay without a shah. Because it says Shari Batim. But you could understand in a similar light that even the ones inside the home, we didn't shah. Does anyone remember the nafkamina we discussed? Let's say only have one mezuzah. Right? Can you put it on one miyotzei? You know, the bai needs all the ones in the bai. We also discussed, let's say, a goy is a shutif. Your patah. Does a goy need to be a shutif in the home or a shutif in the shar? Is it sharecho or midin bai? The other side of the coin, of course, is the chiyuv of shar. To what extent are the chiyuvim of shar independent of bai or not independent of bai, right? And remember, we saw that the... we saw that the Yerushalmi says that the reason a shari Medina needs a mezuzah is because nichnasin lebeis dira. Remember, chibeis dira hein. Understand? Is it a dira that you need to have a shar? Yerushalmi says shebehen hein nichnasin lebeis dira. The Rambam in a similar way says because the home that's chayiv mezuzah opens into it. We talked about the different direction. Yerushalmi is emphasizing how you go through the shar here. The Rambam talks you leave the house into it, but it's because of the connection to the home. But we saw that the Bali Atosas, Atosas and the Rosh, Atosas Yishanim and Yoma, they say otherwise, if you remember, right? They ask, how come you don't have the roof on the Chatzar? You can't have Shemesh there. If you require it by a home, you should require it by a Chatzar, right? And the Atosas Yishanim, who says it has to be large enough that it could be used there, a shar in and of itself that stands in and of itself and not because of the connection to the home. So that was the last point. So if we summarize our summaries here, the first important thing to discuss about mezuzah is the context of the psukim. There is a siyam and the shmira and the relationship of tefillin. The second thing is the definition of bias as opposed to biascha. And the third is the relationship between the different clauses, which have three major implications: the al and the bid, the mezuzah and the shar, and the bias versus the shar in its own context. Okay, so we learned a lot this month. You don't realize as you're going through it. Cool. And basically, this is the end of the mezuzah stuff. The next sugya here is about the tefillin. Next summer, tefillin. And then tzitzis. Ellie, what do you think of tefillin and tzitzis? You should learn tefillin and tzitzis. Okay. Shkoach to everybody. Boys have to go to their bunk. Girls can eat lunch.